现在是攻读神话语的时间，下周就是圣诞节了。为了庆祝我们的救主耶稣基督的降生，今天我们特别挑选了一些与基督降生有关的经文，在支系单内的夹单上找到以后呢，我们用起应的方式来读，由我读自浅的部分，大家读自深的部分，最后一节呢我们一起来读。当那些日子，该撒雅古士都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了。在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷说，因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。今天是本教会英文部薛威明牧师最后一天在我们教会，下面请王牧师为薛牧师赠送一份礼物。
好，我们英文部的牧师 Terence 来到我们教会整整三年了，今天是他最后一个主日在我们教会当中。我们很感谢主哈，在这个三年当中带领我们英文部的弟兄姐妹在属灵的事情上都有长进虽然大家对他是依依不舍但是神对他有另外安排的道路。从明年开始宣牧师要在培成国语浸信会做他们的 young adult 的 pastor。 那我们临别想要送薛牧师一份礼物，这是一本圣经是牧师专用的真皮的圣经。因为 Terence 他喜欢 New American Standard Version， 所以我买了一本这个 NASB Version 的圣经给他，愿主使用他的仆人借着他传讲真理。 Terence，我们教会也把他的名字印上去Terence 谢。
This is fantastic. Thank you, Pastor Wang, for the Bible.
谢谢王牧师那份礼物。
And he really knows me well because I think I'm the only person that uses NASB in the whole church.
王博士非常了解我，因为他是唯一的人知道是我是喜欢用那一本的，专门的那个 NASB 的那个圣经。
That was truly a wonderful surprise. Thank you.
非常的一个很大的一个surprise.
And I also appreciate. Oh, excellent. I also appreciate the opportunity to be able to worship with you on my last Sunday here.
很高兴能和大家一起在上个礼拜一起的来敬拜神。
This has not been a Sunday that I've been looking forward to.
这不是一个我想要跟大家一起过的那个主日。
Even though I do love Christmas.
虽然我很喜欢那个圣诞节。
It's been a very sad month for me.
实际上对我来讲是一个非常悲哀的一个月。
God has blessed us so much, my family and I, in the last 3 years being here.
也在过去三年中，神是这样的爱我和我的家人。
And I cannot express enough with words alone how much gratitude I feel towards all of you.
我实在是用没办法用言语来表达我对你们的感谢。
Because even though we don't worship in the same congregation,
虽然我们不是在同一个主日崇拜，就是英文部或者我在英文部，你们在中文部崇拜。
I have never doubted that we were one church.
我从来没有怀疑我们是在同一个教会。
Even though we don't always understand each other perfectly.
虽然我们并没有完全的能够互相的非常的了解。
I have never doubted that God knows us.
我从来没有怀疑神完全了解我们。
Even though we don't hang out together all the time.
虽然我们并不是与大家混在一起。
I have never questioned the call to be here.
我从来没有怀疑我自己在这里的那个神的呼召。
So I thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving us the privilege of serving here the last 3 years.
我从我的心里感谢你们，让我能够在这里为大家服务以及为神服务。
And I ask you in advance for forgiveness for depriving you of Pastor Wong on Christmas Sunday.
非常能够让你就是很不好意思，能够很不好意思，我在这里传讲到 instead of 那个牧师。
And I just pray that the same God that we worship will unite us together in His Word today.
让神的话语让我们团结在一起。
Let's pray.
一起来祷告。
Father, we're just so grateful, Lord, for Your work in this church.
谢谢神，你让我们在一起在主你的里面工作。
Father, from the youngest to the oldest.
从年少的到年长的。
From the freshest believer to the most seasoned Christian.
从刚刚信主的一直到资深的信徒。
To people that have trusted in you and others that are just getting to know you.
从那些已经相信你和已经刚刚信你的人。
That this is your work.
这是你的事工。
This is your church.
这是你的教会。
This is the body of Christ here in this location.
这里是主你自己的身体。
And we cannot give you enough thanks for that.
我们无法谢你，以足够的来感谢你。
And Father, as we are grateful,
我们非常的感谢你。
We recognize that, Lord, that is where the glory and the attention should be today.
我们知道这个所有的那个感恩都是在你的身上。
That as we celebrate Christmas Sunday,
我们庆祝那个圣诞节的早上。
We ask, Lord, that Jesus will be what we see today.
我们希望能够主耶稣基督让我们都能够看到。
That you will allow His story.To speak loudly from your word.
让他的那个事迹更大的能够来让我们知道你。
And you will call us to worship and adoration of him.
让我们一起来赞美你，崇拜你。
In Jesus' name I pray.
在用祷告不配。
Amen.
Amen.
We're all familiar with a song in American culture for Christmas.
我们有一个在圣诞节的时候，我们一直唱一个歌。
It's called "It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year."
一年中最好的时光。
And if you're not quite sure how it goes, "It's the most wonderful time of the year." Okay, that's not a praise song, so we can stop now. you don't have to do that. That's okay. and so that's something that is spoken to us as a message in this culture.
这首歌呢，让我们知道一个信息，这个季节的信息。
But sometimes I wonder if it really is the most wonderful time of the year for every one of us.
但是有的时候我感觉到这不是不是真的，这个是一年中最好的时光。
You know, for some of us, it actually might be the busiest time of the year.
我们的有些人可能是在一年中最忙的时候。
Dinners and parties.
吃饭啊，或者是开 party。
Work events, family gatherings.
和大家一起在一起。
There's not enough time in the day or the week.
没有足够的时间。
So before we could think about it being wonderful, all we can think about is how busy we will be.
除了能够想到那个是 how wonderful is, 多美好之外，我们实在是很非常的忙碌。
And for some of us, it might be actually the saddest time of the year.
对有些人来说，可能是一年中最悲哀的时候。
Maybe we've gone through some difficult times this year.
可能我们有一些很困难的时候在今年。
Maybe we've suffered the loss of a job.
Maybe 我们可能我们在一年中失去了我们的工作。
Maybe people we love passed away.
我们所喜爱的我们敬爱的人是过去了，过世了。
So even though we're told it's the most wonderful time.
虽然我们说这是最一个美好的时光。
As we think about the holidays, maybe it's the saddest time.
你看到那个Holiday season 的时候，我们可能是觉得是这个是一个悲哀的时间。
And then for some of us, it might be the most exciting time of the year.
对我们来讲，我们可能这个可能是我们最兴奋的一段时间。
We're thinking about the new things that the Lord will bring in the new year.
在新的一年中有新的事情。
We're excited to see our kids grow up.
我们很高兴看到我们的孩子成长。
We're just enthusiastic to see how God will change us this year.
我们很兴奋的要看那个。神有在新的一年里怎么来改变我们
？So it might be a lot of different things, and not just the most wonderful time of the year.
不单单是一个最美好的时光，可能还有其他许多的事情要发生。
But see, as Christians, we do believe it is the most wonderful time of the year.
作为基督徒来讲，我们是非常的相信这是最美好的时光。
Not just because of all the busyness,
并不是因为我们非常的忙碌
，and all the fun,
或者是有很多的开心的事情。
But because it marks when Jesus broke into human history.
因为耶稣基督来到了这个世界上。
And changed everything forever.
从此以后就改变了整个世界的事情。
But while we know that in our hearts.
虽然我们知道我们在心里知道这件事。
We may not always have the right attitude.
但是并不是说我们有一个很好的一个心态来对待这个圣诞节。
And so today we're going to look at a passage in the Bible.
今天我们来看一下那个圣经上怎么说的。
That shows three groups of people.
那有三种人。
And each group views Christmas in a different way.
那三种人呢，对这个圣诞节有三种不同的态度。
And I hope that by the end of this message.
希望呢，刚在我结束今天讲到的时候呢。
That in spite of everything that we are going through.
让大家能够知道我们是怎样的过掉。
That we will identify with one specific group of people.
能够看出指出那特别的一部分的人来。
And come and adore Jesus.
来一起来赞美我们的主。
So please turn with me to Matthew chapter 2.
马太福音第二章。
Verses 1 through 12.
第一节到第十二节。
I'll go ahead and read it in English first, and then Brother Alan will read it in Chinese.
谢牧师会先念，用英文念，然后我再用中文念。
Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time of the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the child. And when you have found him, report to me so that I too may come and worship him. After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way.
马太福音二章第一节到第十二节。当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的人在哪里呢？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。”希律王听见了，就心里不安，耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安。他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说：“基督当生在何处？”他们回答说：“在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记者说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列的民。”当下希律暗暗地招了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的。就在他们往伯利恒去，说：“你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。”第九节，他们听见了王的话，就去了，在东方所看见的那星，突然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星，就大大的欢喜。进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就夫妇拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，那黄金、乳香、莫药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示，不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。
You know, as a culture, we have a picture of what the first Christmas what it must have looked like.
从一餐背景来讲，我们会有这样一个想法，就是一个图片，圣诞节是怎么样的。
In fact, it's on the front lines of a couple of my neighbors.
实际上在我的那个邻居有他们面前有些东西放在那里。
So it's, you know, usually kind of a small house.
有一个小小的房子。
There's a star in the middle.
有一个星星。
You have a father and a mother and a little baby inside a box.
母亲、父亲和一个孩子在一个盒子里面。
Now on one side,
在另外一边。
You have these shepherds.
有那个牧羊人。
And there's like sheep in the front.
有很多的小羊在前面。
On the other side,
在另外一边。
You have these three people with funny hats.
有三个人戴着一个很奇怪的帽子。
And each of them are holding something.
每一个人都拿着一样东西。
And everyone is looking at the baby who doesn't know what's going on.
大家都看着那个不知所以然的小孩子。
So that's the picture that we have of Christmas.
这通常来讲就是我们那个对圣诞节的一个感想感觉。
Well, that's a very pretty picture.
这是一个非常美丽的图片。
It's good to look at a little bit deeper.
但是我们需要更深的看一下。
When you look at this passage in Matthew 2,
当我们看这个马太福音第二章的时候，
it seems different than this picture of a manger out in the wild.
实际上我们能够看到另外一个图片跟我们所看到的在那个马槽里的图片并不完全是一样。
And the reason is because this probably was not the night that Jesus was born.
实际上呢，这不是那一天的晚上耶稣基督降生。
A couple of details confirm that for us.
有几件那个细节呢是可以看可以证实的。
So you see that Joseph and Mary are in a house, not outside with no place to stay.
约瑟和玛利亚是在房间里面，不在外面。
They're more settled down now.
他们在里面。
You see that the baby is not called a baby, but the baby is called a child.
实际上并不是一个婴孩，而是一个孩子。
And you see later on when Herod gets very angry and he orders that all the babies be killed.
但后来就是希律王感到很非常愤怒的时候，他要杀掉那些小孩子。
He said that they were to be 2 years and younger.
他说要把两岁以内的小孩子都杀掉。
Which meant that Jesus was somewhere in between, but certainly not brand new.
所以这就是说耶稣那个时候呢可能是在两岁以下。
So while it's a pretty picture that we see in our head,
虽然我们在脑海中有这样的印象的这很漂亮的图片
this story probably happened several months after when the shepherds went to see Jesus.
实际上这可能是好几个月前那个博士见到耶稣基督
maybe even up to 2 years.
甚至可能到两年之久
But we see here three groups of people.
我们看到有三种不同的人
The first group is we see King Herod.
第一种人是我们看到那个希律王
And he really drives the action of the story here.
他实际上是整个故事的一个主要的人物
And the second group of people we see is we see the chief priests and scribes.
第二种人呢是我们所看到的是那个祭司长和文士
And if you don't look quick enough, you might miss them.
如果你不是很仔细的看的话你可能会没有注意到
But they're there.
但是他们在那里
And the last group is the Magi from the East.
最后呢是那个从东方来的博士
And they came from afar.
他们从很远的地方来到
Now each of these three groups have a particular response when they found out about Jesus.
这三种人呢当他们看到听到那个耶稣基督降生的时候有不同的反应
And this morning we're going to look at each one.
但今天早上呢我们来仔细的看一下这三种人每一个 group 我们都来看一下
Now, let's go ahead and begin with King Herod.
首先来看一看希律王。
You know, he's also called Herod the Great.
他也叫做大希律王。
There are many sons and descendants after him that are named Herod.
他有很多的儿子都叫希律。
But he is Herod the Great.
他是希律的伟大的希律王。
The one on top.
他最高的最大的那个。
And the reason why is because he was great at many things.
为什么呢因为他在很多方面都有杰出的成就
He was a smart politician.
他是一个非常狡黠的政治家
He worked his way through the system.
他从底层一直爬到上面
Made the right relationships.
他做了很多正确的决定
So that by the 30s before Christ, the Romans called him the king of the Jews.
他30岁
Around 30 something BC.
在那个主耶稣之前差不多这 BC 中怎么什么就是在主前差不多30年 主前差不多30年他就是已经是那个以色列的王
And he ruled over that whole area on behalf of the Romans.
他在那个罗马帝国的那个授权下管理那个整个以色列地
Now besides being a great politician he was also a great builder.
他不但是一个很伟大的政治家他也是一个很有才能的那个建筑人
Next week,
下个礼拜
I'm going to be going on one of the greatest adventures of my life
我将会 做一个在我一生中最大的那个旅行
I'll be going to Israel for 3 weeks
我要到以色列去三个礼拜
I know And when we go to Israel, we're actually going to see some of the buildings that Herod built 2,000 years ago.
我们去那个以色列之后，我们会看到一些这个希律王建造的那个大建筑物。
We're going to see the Western Wall.
我们可以看到那个西墙。
Which is revered by the Jews today.
Sorry?
It's revered by the Jews today.
Review?
Revered. Like well respected.
那个非常那个以色列人非常尊敬的一个地方
It's still there
还在那个地方
We're going to go to Masada
到那个 Masada 那个地方去
That was a fortress that Herod built
那个是一个城市一个城堡那个希律王建造的
And it marked the final standing ground before they were completely overrun by the Romans
是那个他们最后那个据点是在罗马人占领他们之前的那个最后的一个据点
And he built many more things that have been excavated.
他建造了很多的建筑物
And it has stood the test of time.
很多建筑物还在
He was a great builder.
他是一个很有才能的一个建筑家
He was also a ruthless ruler.
他同时也是一个非常残忍的统治者
See, once he got his way to the top,
当他到了顶峰的时候
No one could take him down.
没有一个人能够把他拉下来
Towards the end of his life,
但他最终的时候
it didn't matter who it was.
不管是谁
If it was his son, he killed him.
就算是他的儿子他也把他杀掉
If it was wife, killed her.
就算是他的妻子，他也把他杀掉。
Anyone that was a threat to his throne，
每一个人都对他的这个统治有威胁的时候
，He got rid of them，
他都把他们杀掉。
He was ruthless，
他是个非常残忍的。
So we see the irony of the beginning of this story in Matthew 2。
我们看到那个马太福音开始的时候的那个故事。
That these strangers from the east come and ask Herod where the king of the Jews is。
当那些东方的博士来到那里，说是那个犹太人的王在哪里
？If you were Herod, you must be thinking a few things。
如果你是希律王的话，你必定在想几件事情。
The first of which is, I'm the king of the Jews. Who are you talking about?
首先就是说我是以色列的王，你在说什么呀
？The second thing is, who is this kid that thinks he can take me over?
那小孩子到底算是什么能够把我的皇位拿过去呢
Does he not know what I have done?
他不知道我所做的一切的事情吗
Does he know I will stop at nothing to be king?
我会将一切的在我前面道路都扫清成为一个国王
And then finally, where can I find this guy?
最后我是要找到我要找到在哪那个小孩子在哪里
Because I have a plan for him.
我有一个计划
And so we see this being played out in Matthew 2.
我们可以看到在这里第二马太福音第二章里面
We see that in verse 3 that he was troubled
在那个第三节里面我们可以看到希律王感觉到很不安
And because he was such a great planner
所以他是一个非常有能力的计划者
He started to push forward a series of plans
他开始筹划这一切
In verse 4 he asked the religious people Is this legitimate?
他开始把那他把那些个那个宗教的领袖集合起来，看看是不是合法。
Does the Bible say anywhere about Bethlehem and King of the Jews or anything?
有没有在圣经上有没有说到那个伯利恒
？And he received confirmation.
他那些他收到了这些宗教领袖的那个肯定。
And then he talked to the Magi in verse 7.
然后在第七节他第七节里面，希律王跟那些个博士讲。
To confirm the timing of this.
来确定那个时间。
And that was confirmed.
然后那个呢也被确定了。
And then his final piece was a deceptive lie.
最后呢他做了一个欺骗的计划。
In verse 8, he says to the Magi, Go and search carefully for the child. And when you have found him, report to me so that I too may come and worship him.
在那个马太福音二章第八节，他就跟那些个博士说：“你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。”
You know that's not what he wants to do.
你知道这不是他真正的目的。
But see, now that the king knew that this child was a threat,
因为他知道这个小孩子对他来讲是一个非常大的威胁。
He was willing to do whatever it took to get to him.And then take care of the problem.
他将会不择手段的来对付这个小孩子。
Pastor Alistair Begg preached on this same passage.
有一个牧师。
And he used a different word for each of the attitudes.
他用不同的词来描写这三个不同辜负的人。
For Herod, he used the word antagonist.
他对那个希律王大希律王的描写是说。用那个仇恨敌对的那个字来表现他。
That he viewed Jesus as an enemy.
他认那个希律王认为那个小孩子耶稣基督是他的仇敌。
That he hated him.
他仇恨那个小孩子。
That he was jealous of him.
他也妒忌他。
That he wanted to get rid of him.
他要把他杀掉。
Antagonist.
敌对仇恨。
And so he put the plan to do that.
然后他就做了一个计划。
Because Jesus represented a threat to everything he has worked for.
因为耶稣基督对他来讲是他所做的一切的一个威胁。
Everything his life has been about.
Everything what?
His life has been about.
好，这一切都是关于他的生命。
And he would do anything to stop it.
他会做任何的事情来处理这件事情。
You know, recently something came up that really reminded me of this.
最近一些事情发生，让我能够记起一些事情。
And I'm not a fan or a player, or I don't have any formal likes or dislikes.
我没有任何的特别的感觉，或者有一些特别的想法对这件事情。
But when the Tiger Woods story hit, it really reminded me of this.
那个 Tiger Woods 的事情发生以后呢，对我来说有些启发。
I'm not trying to put him down.
我并不是想要把他，看他不好。
But here's what happened, if you remember.
他这里是怎么发生的一件事情
？So there was an accident.
发生了一件事情。
He was beat up.
他。
He was physically hurt.
他被那个实际上被人家打了。
And then nobody knew what happened. No conversation, no publicity.
没有人知道到底是怎么回事情。
And then a few days later,
几天以后呢
people start talking.
大家开始讲了。
And the first thing that I remembered that caught my attention,
首先得到我的注意的是
was a particular lady released a voicemail.
特别是一个言语的信息。
And this voicemail was Tiger's voice.
这个言语的信息是 Tiger 的自己的声音。
And he was telling her in a very hurried kind of tone.
他是告诉他那个女的。
I think my wife knows.
他说他的太太可能知道了这件事情。
Please take your name off the voicemail.
请你把他的名字拿掉。
Do it for me right away.
为了赶快这样做。
And that was the end of the message.
这就是那个结束了。
And then it's exploded since then.
从那个以后，这件事情就非常有那个爆炸性的新闻。
And the reason why I'm saying the point is not to judge him is because we don't know the truth. No one knows.
我们并不是要来判断这件事情，因为没有一个人知道事实到底是怎么回事情。
But when I heard that voicemail,
但是一旦我听到那个电子的信息，他的声音的时候
，You know the desperation in that voicemail.
他那种绝望的那个信息在里面。
It made me think of what Herod must have thought when he heard about Jesus the first time.
这同样使我们联系到那个大希律王听到那个耶稣基督降生的时候，他那种绝望的感觉。
What? Who is this?
谁是这个小孩子
？I thought I was the king.
我认为我是皇帝国王呢。
I gotta take care of this right away.
我应该必须把他杀掉
or else everything will blow up.
否则的话一切事情就糟糕了
There was nothing that I'm sure Tiger hated more than to have all of this be released.
我想没有任何事情让那个 Tiger Woods 更加仇恨这件事情被暴露出去了
I mean his image up until now has been pristine.
到现在为止还是非常的 pristine.
Family man.
他是一个家庭式的人
physically an amazing athlete
他是一个非常有才能的那个体育
the first $1 billion athlete
first one what?
$1 billion
他是一个 billion 的那个运动员一个 billion 是$10 billion的那一个运动员
and now it's well we don't know what's going to happen now
现在我们不知道将会对他来说发生些什么事情。
But I can imagine he hated this.
我可以告诉你，他对这件事情是非常的仇恨。
Just like Herod hated Jesus.
就像希律仇恨那个耶稣基督一样。
Well, how does that attitude sometimes creep into the church?
那么这样的事情，这样的态度怎么会在教会里发生呢？
You know, if we are to follow Jesus.
如果我们追随基督耶稣。
And he is the Lord of our lives.
他是我们的主。
You know, sometimes the priorities and the decisions that we make.
有的时候我们的那个计划，我们的计划，我们所做的计划，我们的决定。
Are not the decisions that would honor him.
并不能够完全的来honor 我们的主耶稣基督。
I mean, they could be very small things.
可能是一些很小的事情。
They could be very significant things.
但是也有一些可能是比较大的事情。
But there's going to be those times.
但是会有发生这样的事情。
Because Jesus is calling us to be like him.
耶稣基督要我们学做他的榜样。
That we are going to despise what he calls us to do.
但是有的时候我们并没有完全照他的方法去做。
We might want to know and want to do these things on the outside.
我们虽然想做想学
，but on the inside we still need to be convinced.
但是我们在里面并不这样做。
That we have to trust our future to him.
我们应该把我们的将来放在他的手中。
That we have to trust our careers to him.
我们应该把我们的那个人生的计划放在他的手中。
That he wants to be the Lord of every aspect of our lives.
他是我们生活中每一个细节的主。
Not just that we show up for every single thing at church.
但并不是说他是我们在教会里的主。
Now church of course is important.
教会是非常重要的。
But a lot of what we need to focus on sometimes is at home.
但是很多的事情我们需要注意的要做的是在家里。
To be a good husband and a good father.
做一个好的丈夫和父亲。
At work.
在工作中。
To be diligent and faithful.
非常的聪明和有忠心。
At school.
在学校。
To do our best.
在学校。
And not cheat.
做我们最好的，不要去就欺骗、作弊。
But if we're Christians, we realize sometimes that Jesus says what we want to do, we just shouldn't do it.
我们虽然作为一个基督徒，我们知道耶稣基督叫我们做，但是我们并没有去做出来。
What we dream of becoming,
我们想问我们怎么做
，we have to lay it down.
但是我们没有做。
What we want people to think of us.
我们要别人怎么来想我们，认为我们，并不是并没有比基督主想我们要怎么做更重要。
And so even Christians can be antagonistic towards Jesus.
就是我们这个基督徒，我们有的时候也会互相发生摩擦。
And this is where I'm thankful that He is so patient with us.
所以我们非常感谢主，对我们来讲是非常有耐心。
Let's look at the second group.
我们来看看第二种人。
The second group is the chief priests and scribes.
第二种人呢是那个祭司长跟那个文士。
And they're mentioned in verse 4.
他们在这个第四节里面有提到。
That Herod goes to them to confirm.
那个大希律王到他们那边去想要证实一件事情。
And to find support from scripture.
希望在他们那里面找到一些圣经上的支持。
Now, it's a very interesting group that's mentioned here.
这是一个非常有趣的 group 在这里我们提到。
Because the priests usually are Sadducees.
的祭司长一般的来讲都是撒都盖人。
They're rich and politically connected.
他们非常的有钱，在政治上有很多的那个权力。
The scribes tend to be Pharisees.
然后呢，那些文士却是那个法利赛人。
Focused on purity and teaching of the word.
他们是非常的纯正，在这个圣经上面的纯正。
On an average day, they might not even like each other.
通常来讲，一般来讲，他们并不喜欢他们都不是，他们合不拢。
But here in verse 4, they are grouped together.
但是在第四节里面，在马太福音二章第四节，他们却团结在一起。
And apparently they are in agreement here.
很显然，他们都互相同意。
That what the Bible says does point to Jesus.
圣经上面特别指出了这一点。
The passage in verse 6 is this.And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
在第二马太福音二章六节说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来牧养我以色列民。
That is a reference to Micah 5:2.
这就是reference
the reference to Micah 5:2.
就是在这里，就是在那个米迦书的里面提到的，五章二节。
And also a shepherding reference to 2 Samuel 5:2.
也是在那个撒母耳记下提到的。
So what was their response when they found out about Jesus?
他们的反应是什么呢
？Nothing.
完全没有反应。
They gave the answer.
他们只给了一个回答。
And then nothing.
然后什么都没有了。
That's why if you don't look for them carefully, you can miss them in the story.
如果你没有仔细的去考察看的话，你可能完全的把他们漏掉。
Alistair Begg called this attitude apathy.
Alistair Begg 那个牧师就说把这种人称为是漠不关心。
I mean, think about it. They were the ones that had the information.
Actually, 实际上他们是这些人都是有很多的 information.
They were the ones that were the leaders of the people.
他们实际上是当时宗教界的人民的领袖。
They are the tradition from which the Messiah fulfilled everything that was written.
他们实际上是把这个圣经上面写到那个关于弥赛亚来临的事情。
But the silence speaks very loudly.
但是他们的那种寂寞很明显的显示出一件事情。
That even though they knew the answer, it didn't affect them at all.
虽然他们知道这个事情，但是他们一点反应都没有。
In fact, as we see later on, they become some of the enemies of Jesus' ministry.
所以后来我们就可以看到他们成为耶稣基督的仇敌。
So what happened there?
什么事情发生了呢？
And how does that show up in us?
那在我们身上是怎么样反映出来的呢？
You know, I think that we are a church that knows a lot of answers.
我们在教会里，我们弟兄姐妹都知道这个答案。
Our Christian education is excellent here.
我们的基督信徒的那个教育是很好，在这里。
You know, from Pastor Wang down to the leaders to the council people, everyone's involved in some kind of learning.
从那个王牧师一直到教会的其他的弟兄姐妹，我们都知道教育。
That's a praise to God.
这个是我们要感谢神。
Because we're called to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, and that begins up here.
我们那个改变我们的思想要从这个教育，在基督的那个学习方面开始。
But see, we can also become like these religious leaders.
我们也可以成为像他们圣经上所讲的那些宗教界的领袖。
If all we do is know information,
如果我们做的只是知道这些情况，
but we don't allow it to move us towards Jesus.
但是我们没有去，我们像主耶稣基督那样去学习他。
That we don't take the time to consider how God wants us to change.
我们没有去想那个主耶稣基督是要我们怎样去来改变我们自己。
How God wants us to reach out to others.
神要不知道怎样，神要我们去来接触到其他的人群。
How God wants us to minister to our families and our friends.
如何来传主耶稣基督的福音。
To share the joy.
来跟别人一起想分享。
To pass on what we know.
跟别人一起分享传扬这个福音。
To take moves towards Christ.
来那个像更加的接近和亲近主耶稣基督。
To grow in our love and affection for Jesus.
更多的来增加我们对主耶稣基督的爱。
We can be just like these priests and
scribes. 如果我们这样做的话，我们就会像那些圣经上所讲的那些个宗教界的领袖。
If Christianity is only something we know,
那个。
If it's only something we know rather than something that we are living.
我们能够说只是知道而不是去做出来。
Finally, let's look at the third group.
最后呢，我们来看第三个 group, 第三组人。
This is the group that started the story.
对，第三组人呢，就是从这个整个故事的开始就开始。
The Magi from the East.
从东方来的那个博士。
The East.
East, 在东方来的。
You know, the Christian tradition is Three kings and from Orient are, that's the Christian tradition.
那个我们的这个传统是从
We don't really know if they're kings.
我们不知道他们是不是国王。
But history does record a group of people called the Magi.
但是呢历史上有记载这些这些博士。
They're like these prominent priests and scientists in the court.
他们是一些很重要的那些个人物，宗教界的人物。
And they're from the ancient Persia area, so Iran and Iraq, that area.
他们是从那个古代的那个波斯那边过来的人。
So while we don't know if they're kings,
我们不知道他们是不是国王。
And we don't know if there's only three.
我们也不知道他们到底是不是三个人。
We do know that they're probably pretty well-educated people.
他们可能是受教育很深的人。
Pretty prominent people.
是非常重要的人物。
People of influence.
有很大的影响力的人物。
And these were people that came to Bethlehem for one reason.
他们这些人来到伯利恒为了主要的一个原因。
And one reason alone.
这个原因是什么呢？
In verse 1, we see here that Magi from the East arrived in Jerusalem saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews?For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
在马太福音二章一节里面有讲到，有几位博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里呢？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。”
Now we have no idea what the star is.
我们不知道这个星星在哪里。
But we see God's hand in this.
I'm sorry.
Oh, we see God's hand in this.
那我们看到神告诉我们。
And they came.With very humbled presence.
他们带着一个非常谦卑的心来到那里。
See, while we don't know if they're kings, we know they're important.
我们不知道他们是非常重要或者是很能力的有能力的人。
But then they come addressing Jesus as the King of the Jews.
但是他们来到这个伯利恒来敬拜耶稣基督，是作为那个以色列的王来敬拜他。
Not just a kid.
不是一个小孩子。
Not just a baby.
也不是一个婴孩。
And they came to worship him.
他们过来是来敬拜他，崇拜他。
Well, once they found out the information, let's see what they decided to do.
但一旦他们发现找到了这个情况以后呢，来看看他们怎么做。
In verse 9, the Bible says, After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him.Then opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
从二章第九节到第十一节，他们听见王的话，就去了在东方所看见的那星，忽然在他们前面直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停止了。他们看见那星，就大大的欢喜。进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就夫妇拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿着黄金。
Right away, you can see that they reacted with joy.
我们可以看到他们立刻的反应是高兴。
Not just a little joy, but great joy.
他们不是一点点的高兴，而是非常非常大的高兴，欢喜。
Yes, exceedingly great joy.
他们是非常非常的欢喜。
I think their reaction told it all.
这个他们的反应的对。我们就可以知道他们的情况。
Even though they had to travel probably 900 to 1,000 miles to get there.
虽然他们可能要走差不多9到1000英里的路到那里来。
Even though it probably took them several months to get there.
甚至可能说要几个月的时间才能够来到那里。
Even though they were going by faith from some star.
虽然他们只是凭着信心看到星星那颗星来到那里。
When they finally met Jesus, they were filled with unstoppable, unquenchable joy.
当他们看到耶稣基督的时候，他们心里那个火烧的那个感觉跟那个高兴是没有办法停止的。
Alistair Begg used the word adoration for that joy.
用那个特别一个字眼来说，就是说敬拜、崇拜。
You see, because they came not just to receive and to take.
不单单是接受来拿到。
But they came.To give.
他们来是给。
They gave valuable presents.
他给耶稣基督那个尊贵的礼物。
They bowed before him, showing reverence for him.
他们在他面前匍匐跪拜，表现他们对他的那个崇敬。
And then they left.
然后他们离开了。
So there was no ulterior motive.
他们实际上没有其他任何的目的。
They weren't trying to strike up a deal with the new king of the Jews.
他们并不到这里来是来做一个交换的条件或者怎么样的。
They weren't playing politics or networking.
他们并不是到这里来玩政治的，或是再来搞人脉关系的。
After they worshipped and gave and bowed, they left.
他们来了崇拜，给予，然后他们就走了。
This attitude of adoration is so pure.
他们来崇拜的那种态度是非常的纯真的。
Is so focused.
是非常那个有目的的。
Even the presents mean something when you see it like this.
他们的那个礼物也可以看得出这一点。
And it makes us think, man, what are all the things that gets us so busy right now?
我们现在是这么的忙碌。
And then it pales in comparison to if we were to actually just adore Christ.
我们可以看到，如果是我们应该在这个圣诞节的时候来敬拜赞美我们的主耶稣基督。
See, one of my favorite hymns.
我最喜欢的一个首诗是。
Is O Holy Night.
是这个圣诞夜那个平安夜圣诞夜。
Don't worry, I'm not going to sing it for you.
我不会唱。
But I do want to read a part of this song to you.
但是我要给你们大家念一下。
So this is in the middle of verse 1. But the songwriter says this, Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. And then here's the adoration. Fall on your knees. O hear the angels' voices. O night divine, O night when Christ was born. O night, O night divine.
他从那个圣山夜的平安夜里面念了这一段，他说：“世人存人全体已经罪恶盈灌盈，直到主来，灵魂自觉其尊。圣婴孩耶稣卑微马槽里安息，道成肉身降临到人世间，恭敬崇拜至高圣洁的救主啊！哦，圣善夜。”圣夜，基督降生了。圣善夜，圣善夜。
That is especially powerful for me when a soprano hits the high note.
这个 soprano 在达到最高的那个音符的时候，是给我非常的大的一个 inspiration.
It's where when she says "Fall on you," I'm like,
"Okay."
Speaks for itself. But I think we need.To be in that place with the Lord, even without someone inspiring us with their voice.
虽然就算是没有人用他的声音来激励我们，我们也应该这样的去有这样的一个心，这样的心态。
That when we recognize how significant it was that God came in the flesh to the world.
我们应该认识到是何等的重要，神来到这个世界。
You know, we fall on our knees for much.Less things than that.
我们常常跪下来，为一些没有那么重要的事情。
I mean, like I would imagine, you know, when this building is finally built, it'll be yes.
当这个建筑建立起来的时候，我们会说 yes.
But I tell you that that pales in comparison to Jesus coming into our world.
但是这个如果来跟那个耶稣基督来到这个世界的话，实在是微不足道的。
When we have our first child, we're just We can't hold it in. We're so excited.
当我们有第一个孩子的时候，我们是非常的兴奋。
But that child is not God.
但是这个孩子并不是神。
Nothing compares to the incarnation.
什么也没有办法跟那个主耶稣基督道成肉身来比。
And so that's why when the Magi understood even a little bit of what that meant.
就那个时候的那个博士对这件事情是有一点感觉到的。
They traveled.
他们长途的跋涉的来到那里。
They packed.
They 装配起来。
They set everything down.
他也把所有的事情都准备好了。
To go to Bethlehem.
都来到伯利恒。
And to meet Jesus.
来朝拜。
They just gave.
耶稣基督。
When they were there, all they did was give.
他们给耶稣基督那个礼物。
All they did was worship.
他到那里来是来崇拜耶稣基督。
All they did was praise.
他到那里来是来赞美主耶稣基督。
And that was enough.
就此而已。
You know, we can't clear our Christmas schedules.
我们没有办法来完成我们的那个圣诞节的那些计划。
And we shouldn't because they're important.
我们知道这是很重要的。
But we can make the intentional effort to adore Christ every day.
我们没有那个很有计划的来敬拜我们的主耶稣基督每一天。
That we would take the time to reflect on this during the Christmas season.
但是我们用这个时间，在这个圣诞节的时候来，再一次这样 refresh 我们。
That we would consider the family and friends we're going to see that we might be able to share this gospel.
我们应该在这个时候与我们的家庭、我们的朋友一起来分享这个主耶稣基督那个。
That even in the busyness of having to buy all of our gifts.
虽然我们的时间我们的计划非常的忙碌在搞各种各样的东西。
We can look at what we buy and know that that pales in comparison to Christ.
我们所买的我们所得到的跟耶稣基督的降生实在 无法比及。
And then maybe God will start working in our hearts to change everything.
也许主耶稣基督神在我们心中慢慢的工作来改变我们。
That we don't value gifts above the giver.
我们并不不要去那个太过分的注重礼物。
That we don't celebrate parties over worship.
我们不要真正的去那个就是做 party 而忘记了来崇拜。
That when we come to church on Thursday night, it's not just to sing the same songs and read the same scripture.
我们并不是要在礼拜四的时候来到教会来唱同样的一首歌。
But it's we as a church being able to be here to bow before the Lord together.
这更重要的是我们在一起在教会来崇拜我们的主耶稣基督。
Now another one of my favorite songs.
另外一首我所喜欢的圣诗。
We sang earlier today.
我们每一天都唱。
And it's not joy to the world, but it's O come all ye faithful.
哦，是我们刚才已经唱过的那一首诗歌，就是139。
You know, my heart's prayer, you know, for you and also for my family.
For 你们给你们和我的家庭。
Immediately for this season.
在这个季节。
Is that we would come and adore God.Him.
我们一起来敬拜我们的主耶稣基督。
And make that the most important thing we do this Christmas.
在这个圣诞的时候，让这件成为我们最重要的事情。
But see, that extends then to my hope for this church and also for my family.
这是我对大家的希望，也是对我自己家庭的希望。
That everything that we do would bring Christ glory.
每一件事情我们要做的是要来把那个荣耀归于我们的主耶稣基督。
For this church here in West LA,
在这个西区华语教音会。
That the gospel will go forth from this church outward.
福音从这里一直传出去。
And I ask for your prayers as we go back to Arcadia.
大家为我祷告。
That since we're in the city, that we can.Do the same thing.
虽然我们在同一个城，我们在同一个城市，我们可以做同样的事情。
Let's pray.
一起来祷告。
Father, we're so astounded by what took place 2,000 years ago.
我们实在是非常的惊喜，为我们在2000年之前所发生的事。
Lord, that you broke through.Our time in our space.
你来到我们中间。
And came in the form of a baby.
成为一个我们中间的一个婴孩。
Who will grow up to be a man.
成长为一个人。
Who taught.
教导我们。
Who led.
带领我们。
Who served.
服侍。
And who died.
死去。
According to your plan.
根据你的计划。
As a ransom for our sin.
为了我们的罪而赎罪。
Father, we're grateful, Lord, that the journey began on Christmas.
我们感谢你在这个圣诞节的那个欢喜的日子里。
And as we look at this morning's passage,
我们看到今天早上所读的经文。
We just want to confess to you.
我们再一次在你面前承认。
And ask for your forgiveness.
希望你得到主你的原谅。
For ways in which we have been enemies of Jesus.
原来我们在过去的时候有成为跟主耶稣敌对的那种心态。
And for ways in which we have not even cared about Jesus.
有的时候我们对主耶稣基督并漠不关心。
But Lord, we do ask you.
主啊，我们实在是要求你。
To fill our hearts at this time.
填满我们的心里。
So that from the inside out.
从我们的心里，从到外面。
We will be overcome with adoration and affection for Christ.
我们能够充满了那对主耶稣基督的崇拜和敬拜。
Give us hearts of thanksgiving.
给我们那个有个感心感恩的心。
Let it overflow to our friends and family.
让这个感恩感谢的心能够影响到我们所有周围的朋友们。
May this indeed be the most wonderful time of the year because of Jesus.
让这成为一个最高兴、最欢喜的时候，是因为主耶稣基督在我们中间。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
用主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.